Espia is the union representing the engineers at Boeing, and they actually have two parts. They have the engineers, and then they have the technical professionals. So they hold a strike vote, and we're talking about 23,000 members of the union. And the larger group of engineers said, okay, we'll accept the contract. But the technical workers said, nah, we don't like it. And helping to make sense of this all, John Rep, Como News Radio. The engineers said yes.
Mm-hmm.
The technical workers said no. Let's set the table here. Last October, SPIA voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike, and yet the engineers, who were advised to vote no by their union hierarchy, by about a 54% margin said yes. The technical workers said no by an even narrower margin.
Yeah, this is
52%.
Kind of, I mean, I can't really recall a split union vote like this. I mean, especially when it comes to Boeing, you've usually had a lot of the workers kind of in lockstep with the leadership, especially when it comes to the machinists and also with SPIA. I was listening to Scott Hamilton talking about this, the aviation analyst.
Boeing aviation analyst.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was saying, he was kind of circulating with the workers, and one of the workers said to him, you know, he wasn't surprised by this result, saying that the technical workers were a little bit more militant when it comes to a contract than the engineers. The engineers were happy. Boeing's very happy with that, but they have to go back to the bargaining table with these tech workers because these are not, I mean, it is a smaller group, but these are still essential workers to trying to get the product out there. And the timing of all of this is
you're attacking your microphone.
Yeah, I know. It gets in the way there.
You should see how animated this guy is.
Absolutely.
It's 5:37 in the morning, and the guy's like a maestro in front of a symphony over here.
Gotta wake
John
up Rep. Somehow, right?
Okay.
But the timing of all of this is incredible because Boeing, as we all know, has those battery issues. There's a report of a fix out there.
Lithium batteries.
Right. And they're poised for expansion. This would just have across-the-board implications if they had a strike.
Have you ever, because you followed a lot of labor issues over the years, John, have you ever heard of a Boeing union's membership defying a recommendation from the leadership?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Especially a split vote like this. I mean, it's either all or nothing from what I recall.
So, again, the union leadership suggested Tom McCarty, SPIA president, had endorsed a no vote. But again, the engineers, the rank and file, defied the union leadership and voted yes by 54%. The tech workers, by less than 53%, rejected the contract, but then by a much larger majority, voted to permit their leaders to call a strike, quote, in the future. When would that be?
That would be after, if the negotiations completely break down with the federal mediator, that's when that strike would happen. So the union wins in this small sense, because if you have this one group striking, the big question is, will the engineers join them in solidarity? I mean, or is their contract language such that they have to continue to work if part of the union goes on strike?
And this is the third twist in this interesting story here. Union spokesman said the engineers would support their fellow union members in spirit, but not with a strike.
Okay, so what does that mean? I mean, yay, we're
hey,
pulling
man,
for
I'm
you.
On your side as I'm walking past you into work. You know, keep it up, man. Thumbs up. We love you guys. I got to get to work.
Yeah. The bottom line on all of this is something that Boeing doesn't need right now. When you have this complication and this very complex negotiating going on.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Right now, who's more disappointed? Boeing management or SPIA leadership?
From my perspective, it would seem that Boeing would be more disappointed. It would be great to have this all wrapped up. SPIA still has the potential to at least go on a partial strike.